All right, settle down. Welcome, freshmen, and of course, any upperclassmen who are passing. My name is Jack Flory, and tonight my friends and I will be showing you the campus from, well, from a different angle. We'll try to get you down in the twisted little steam tunnels and tombs, maybe even up under the roofs of the pair of domes, and if there's someplace special you'd like to go, feel free to ask. Along the way, we'll tell you a bunch about the history of the campus. Should be a night to remember. Some important rules, though. First, there's this signal. When I raise my hand like this, that means two things. One, you should raise your hand so the people behind you can see the signal. Two, be quiet. It's most important not to make noise. Noise tends to attract these guys in blue suits and funny hats who carry a radio and a donut. Since those radios tend to invite lots of other people dressed in blue and carrying donuts, let's just say we want this tour to be a bit more private than that. Especially since we're going places that we're not technically supposed to be. If the CPs find us, upperclassmen might have to leave fast, so you guys should probably stay put. If the CPs do manage to catch you, don't panic. Take a deep breath, tell them that Jack Flory was showing you a shortcut to Baker House. They're going to give you a warning, tell you it's not safe to be on top of the buildings, guide you back to street level. They'll probably also tell you to get into bed for the next morning's, quote, mandatory, unquote, orientation events. That'll probably be the end of it. Now, if you want to leave the tour early, tell one of the Jacks. We'll guide you back to solid ground. This proposal, if the comrades have no other remarks, then let us approve the text of this letter, taking into account the proposed corrections, and send it for agreement with Comrade Castro.